This is your Lansing update from More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
I think they got a little taste of who we were, Rick and me, but I think it left them hankering for more.
Lansing Mayor Virge Brennero talking to WILS's Tony Connolly this morning about Sunday's one and only gubernatorial debate. He says he and Republican Rick Snyder need to have a few more using different formats.
I mean, it's very difficult to get into much depth in a one-minute answer. Even though I can talk fast, you know, a one-minute answer, you know, with a 30-second rebuttal, that was a very rigid format, obviously.
A union official denying claims by developer Pat Gillespie that there was a push for all union workers on two major redevelopment projects in Lansing. The brownfield plans for those projects rejected by the city council this week. Zane Walker from the Michigan Building and Construction Trades Council on WILS.
It's nothing about union or non-union. It's about putting the city workers and the people in the Lansing area to work. Bringing people from Grand Rapids and out of town in here to build this work doesn't do nothing for the tax base.
A candlelight vigil set for 8 p.m. tonight at Okemos High School for the three graduates killed in Sunday's crash on U.S. 23. The accident claimed the lives of Matt Colstow, Heather Comstock, and Serena Seeger. A fourth teen that was in the vehicle survived and remains hospitalized. And Governor Granholm vetoing a multifaceted bill which included allowing liquor sales before noon on Sundays. Lawmakers will now have the option of returning to the issue during the lame duck period. East Lansing police looking for a suspect in an attempted abduction of a 12-year-old girl this morning. Sergeant Scott Rigglesworth tells WILS that the white heavyset male with brown shaggy hair was driving a silver Impala when he approached the girl.
The suspect got out, walked towards the front of his car, which was toward where she was standing, yelled at her to get in his car. She yelled no, took off running, and ran all the way home and was able to make it home safely.
Lansing Mayor Virge Brennero is discounting polls showing his Republican gubernatorial challenger Rick Snyder with a double-digit lead. He tells WILS's Tony Connolly this morning that following Sunday's debate, his campaign is gaining momentum.
Everywhere I go, all over the state, people are getting excited, getting enthused. They're just tuning into this election. And by the way, I've talked to a lot of people who watched that debate and are now voting for me.
The Marketplace redevelopment project in Lansing rejected by the city council this week. Developer Pat Gillespie pointing to last-minute union demands for a project labor agreement. But Zane Walker with the Michigan Building and Construction Trades Council on WILS Today says,
everybody's making this out to be a project labor agreement. This isn't about that. We're not asking for a project labor agreement. We're asking for area standard wages to be paid that's right there in the community.
In an 8 p.m. candlelight vigil being held tonight at Okemos High School for graduates Matthew Colstow, Heather Comstock, and Serena Seeger. All three were killed on Sunday when their car veered off northbound U.S. 23, colliding with a vehicle on the southbound lane. East Lansing police are asking you to keep an eye out for a suspect involved in an attempted abduction of a 12-year-old girl this morning. Sergeant Scott Rigglesworth tells WILS the girl was able to get a description before running home safely.
He was a white male in his 40s, heavy set. She described him as having a beer belly. She also said that the vehicle he was driving, the silver Chevy Impala, had very squeaky brakes.
Coming off Sunday's gubernatorial debate, Lansing Mayor Virge Brennero continues his campaign today. He spoke with WILS's Tony Connolly this morning, saying that Republican Rick Snyder doesn't appear to have a clear vision for the state.
He claims to have a plan that's going to fix Michigan. If he had a plan, I mean, did you see it? And if you had a plan, why wouldn't you want to have three or four or five debates and say, here's my plan. I've got the best plan to fix Michigan.
Brennero also today responding to an uproar being raised over a major economic issue in the capital city. WILS's Rich Hurl has the latest.
Lansing Mayor Virge Brennero here on WILS today calling out those city council members who rejected brownfield plans and amendments for the Marketplace redevelopment and Marshall Street Armory projects, respectively. The mayor spoke with WILS's Tony Connolly.
I think the four council members, Jeffries, Wood, Hewitt, and Quinney, voted the wrong way. Clearly, I think they voted against the interests of the city. They have a chance to fix that. I hope they will do the right thing.
Meanwhile, a union leader is denying claims from developer Pat Gillespie that labor officials wanted all union workers to be used for those projects. Zane Walker from the Michigan Building and Construction Trades Council.
The non-union can bid this as much as the union. They come in, it's an area overall average wage. They will pay that. And if they will do that, then we're good with union or non-union because that makes the bids apples to apples.
Rich Hurl, 1320 WILS.
New numbers released by the state today showing that over 15% of seniors and 30% of high school freshmen are being bullied on a regular basis. East Lansing resident Kevin Epling, whose son Matthew committed suicide after being bullied, says it pervades every aspect of a student's life.
Because, you know, if you're not safe, you're not going to be thinking about your next class. You're not going to be thinking about getting there or getting your homework done. You're going to think about saving your skin, about how you're going to get home.
And MSU quarterback Chris Rucker has been charged with operating a vehicle while intoxicated. East Lansing police stopped Rucker a little after 2 a.m. on Sunday morning. He's being suspended for at least one game for violating team rules. Taking a look at your capital city forecast, tonight showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm, cloudy, low around 43. Tomorrow mostly sunny, high near 60. And tomorrow night a 40% chance of showers, mostly cloudy, low around 43. That's your Lansing area update. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.